It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way to Orlando and are ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different from years past, there won't be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. Bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN when you sign up, and limited time, all users get a special odds boost. Bet $20, win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN and boost your odds $20 to win $100 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Jim, I am fantastic. As I say every week, I look forward to this every week. I especially love actually breaking down some video of some new players. We've got a new commit, and so combine him with a commit that we hadn't broken down yet in the 2020 class. So pretty fired up about that. I love breaking it down. I know a lot of the listeners do as well. And I got to tell you, Jim, on some level, these weeks are going fast. It seems like we just spoke, you know, it's like this day gets around pretty quick these days.
I know it's August, you know, August is here and teams are fine. Well, I'm sure you saw the ACC made their announcement on talking about actually playing a football season. So fingers crossed for that. And yes, Penn State has been real active in recruiting the last couple weeks. That's fun to see. There were a couple 2022 players, but we're going to look at a couple of the 2021 recruits, a couple of exciting players. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about them. The first one, and this is several weeks back that he made his commitment, it's Lonnie White from Malvern Prep. He's listed as an athlete, 6'2", 210. He's been playing quarterback, but he's being recruited as a wide receiver, Ross. And what stuck out to me in watching his film, and I guess, you know, looking at the numbers, he's a really big guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, they list him at 6'2", 210. He certainly looks like he is all of that. And it's funny because you said he's listed as an athlete. Well, let me just tell you, Jim, he is the best athlete in the state of Pennsylvania. And he might be the best athlete in the country. I mean, when you really think about it, okay, you're talking about a guy who, and we'll get into this, but you watch his high school highlight video playing football, he could probably start for Malvern Prep at about 8 or 9 positions. I mean, quarterback, running back, tight end, wide receiver, defensive end, linebacker, safety, corner. I mean, he could start at a lot of positions. But then here's where it really gets crazy, Jim. You're talking about a guy that will get drafted in the Major League Baseball draft a year from now. And as early as 10th grade, had committed to Clemson for baseball. I've seen some highlights of him playing baseball. He is an unbelievable baseball prospect. Unbelievable. And then you should watch his basketball highlights. I mean, he is an absolute stud basketball player as well. So clearly the best overall athlete in the state of Pennsylvania. I'd be surprised if there are that many nationally that are better. He's a legitimate Division I player in three different sports. You just don't see that. And not just like Division I player, good enough to go to Clemson and anywhere else for baseball, and good enough to go to Penn State or a lot of different places for football. When you watch him, one of the first things that stood out to me is what you said, which is that he's really got a big, powerful build. And so when you see that body type, you're really not expecting him to then move the way he does. You know, it's almost like he looks like a linebacker, but then he plays quarterback for Malvern Prep. And when he starts to run, and they have a lot of designed runs, he looks like Vince Young. I mean, he looks like Vince Young. Go back to Vince Young's days at Texas, and that's what I see from Lonnie White. He's smooth, effortless, graceful. These are some of the words I wrote down in my notes watching him. It doesn't look like he's moving that fast, yet nobody can catch him, and he's pulling away. And for his size, to be able to make guys miss like he does and see what's coming and set up blocks, it's really impressive. He's always in control. You know, and I guess that on some level that goes along with smooth and effortless and graceful. He is always in control. He's actually a nice touch passer when he throws the football. And I don't think Penn State's going to use him as a quarterback. I don't think that they think he throws the ball well enough. They already got their quarterback in this class in Vayu. I would just say I think there are some specialty packages where they could use Lonnie White, and he could be really deadly. Short yardage, goal line, because he throws the ball pretty well. I mean, he doesn't throw the ball, you know, at an elite level, but he throws it pretty well. So they could use him in a specialty role when he's not playing wide receiver. Who knows? Maybe the kid ends up playing linebacker. I mean, you never really know how these things play out. You know, he only had one highlight on his video of him playing wide receiver, and his body control and hands. Watch it, you know, Lonnie White huddle or whatever, HUDL. I mean, to be able to contort his body and make that catch and keep his feet in, if he was only going to have one catch on the highlight video, that was a good one to pick. I gave him overall, Jim, an 8.0. Because, you know, there's a projection there as to what position he ends up playing.
Real quick, I have two comments. One is, watching his film, I felt bad for Berks Catholic. And number two, it looked like they scored about 100 points against them. My second question real quick is, by playing quarterback, making the traditional wide receiver, does playing quarterback make that a little bit easier because you already should know I would think playing quarterback would actually help you play wide receiver.
Without question. No hesitation in that answer. There's a reason why a lot of former quarterbacks end up becoming pretty good receivers. Antoine Randall-L and Hines Ward. Even the Eagles last year got good production at the end of the year from Greg Ward, who played quarterback at Houston for the Cougars. Because you know what it is that the quarterback's thinking. You know how to read coverages, and you know what the quarterback likes. You think the game like a quarterback at the receiver position. Really excited to see where he ends up, what position, and what he ends up doing for Penn State.
All right, very good. Let's go on to our next commitment, and it's Jamari Budden or Budden, we have to figure out the pronunciation. He's a 6'2", 215-pound, four-star linebacker who continues the Michigan pipeline, Ross.
Well, so first of all, the Michigan pipeline's pretty crazy right now. I mean, the fact that how many guys they're getting from Michigan, because it's not just Michigan, it's Michigan State too, and Penn State's getting a lot of guys, and I think this is the best one. I mean, out of all the guys they've gotten from Michigan, this is one of my favorite things to do is I go into these, Jim, with no preconceived notions. Now, Lonnie White, I had heard some things about him, and I'm from Reading, so I'm fully aware of what he did against Berks Catholic. But I purposely didn't read about Jamari Button. I didn't look up his rating, nothing. And I didn't know much about him. I knew very little. Wow. Just wow. Excellent get off on the snap of the ball. They used him a lot, or they use him, he's got another year, off the edge. And he is an awesome rusher off the edge. He's a really good blitzer. He bends well, meaning when he's trying to get around the offensive tackle, he's really able to bend and get around that hoop, as they call it. Imagine there being a hula hoop on the ground and you want to turn around it. He's able to do that. He's got some moves. He has really good instincts and an ability to fight through traffic and at times even get off blocks to find the ball. So whether he was on the edge of the line of scrimmage or off the ball, he was able to fight through traffic and get to the ball carrier. He's able to get off some blocks. He's got good closing speed, a finishing burst. He just looks agile in space. You know, when he's moving around, he kind of reminds me of Lance Dixon a little bit, and where he's just smooth. He looks like a cat out there moving around, very agile in space. But I'll tell you what I like about him as much as anything, he is a finisher on both sides of the ball. He didn't play very much offense, but like when they would go to a two tight end set, he'd be the second tight end on the goal line. Jim, he would not stop until he pancaked the kids. He would not stop until he put the kids down. And that's, I look at that a lot, because football gets harder, not easier, as you move up in levels. You got to love it. You got to want it. You got to really want to get after people. And he does. Even showed good athleticism, catching some passes as a tight end, scoring touchdowns. He is a terrific prospect. Reminded me, in just in terms of the surprise factor, of Zariah Fisher from Aliquippa, who I had no idea was that good. Had no idea Jamari Button was that this good. I gave him an 8.4. I didn't go back and look. That might be my highest ranking yet of the 2021 commits. I love Jamari Button.
That is a great scouting report. And my one thought in watching the film, if you're an opponent of his team this coming season, at least try to block him. There were a couple times he came in with nobody even touching him before he hit the quarterback. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. The fans take over. You get to ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.